We're really starting to get a good idea now about who it is that we're trying to reach and influence through our online video strategy. And in this lesson, I'll be sharing with you a process that is super valuable to understand and implement in order to really get to know that ideal customer as they move through their journey to buy from you. We call this the customer conversion funnel, and it really is just a way of answering some key questions about our customer to better understand what's going through their heads at various stages of the customer journey that we discussed in the previous lesson. There's a downloadable template and worksheet in the resources for this lesson, which will help you run through this process for yourself or for your clients. So let's get started. Let's take a look at a typical customer conversion funnel. As you can see, this can be broken down into five main stages, which align nicely to the customer journey that we mapped out previously. In short, a customer starts the process that leads to a conversion at the top of the funnel, the discovery stage, and eventually they ideally end up at the bottom of the funnel in the stay stage, having become a customer and now a raving fan. By answering a few key questions about our ideal customer as they move through these stages, we can gain a lot of valuable insight into our audience, which will drive our video strategy in the right direction. So let's start with the discovery stage. Here, a customer is potentially going to have first contact with our brand and others like us that will start them on this process to eventually buy. At the discovery stage, we need to understand that a customer is not actively looking to buy at this stage. They're merely open to messaging that potentially interests them in relation to your product or service. As such, the question we need to answer here is, what thoughts, opinions, or feelings does your customer think in relation to your type of product or service? And these are indirect thoughts or feelings, not directly associated with you or your business. At this stage, they're not thinking about you or any particular brand name. It's all about themselves. So let's use an example of someone buying a new car. At the discovery stage, a customer is potentially feeling notions such as freedom or life goals, family situation changes, social status, or perhaps safety and environmental concerns. These thoughts could lead them to make a decision to look into buying a new car. But this is not guaranteed. We then move into the trigger stage, and here the question is, what action or realization would trigger your customer to begin researching your product or service? Again, this is not directly related to your brand, but more so the type of product or service that you offer. In the example of the car buyer, we might identify such triggers as seeing a friend buy a new car, or perhaps they've had a baby, so they need a bigger car. Fuel prices might be rising, or a road trip might be planned. Here, they're not thinking of buying from you, but they are starting to think about making a purchase decision. Next, a customer moves into the search stage, and it's here where they begin actively moving down a purchasing path. The questions to ask here are, what search phrases and methods might a customer use to find your product or service, but not your brand? Again, in the car example, we might identify the customer using search engines such as Google with phrases such as safest family car 2019 or best gas mileage. They may even be asking others for recommendations through word of mouth, either through social media or face to face. Then we move into the buy stage. And now we need to be considering what is going to lead to this customer making a purchase. And even more importantly, what will potentially prevent them from buying? The question here is, what objections or questions do your customers have that might be preventing them from buying? By understanding potential barriers to sale or blockages preventing the customer moving further down the conversion funnel, we can better assist our customers to purchase and as such be more effective with our content. And finally, the stay stage. We're now post-purchase. The sale has been made and the question is, how can you encourage your customers to remain a loyal consumer or brand advocate? What would drive this for them? Now, this is where the real value in understanding your customer can pay dividends. Once a customer is acquired, how can we leverage that customer to buy again and again, or to refer others to buy from you too? I've found this process to be super valuable and provide so much insight into a customer in order to directly influence videos created as part of a strategic online video plan. Remember, the customer conversion funnel worksheet is in the resources for this lesson for you to download and work through yourself or with your clients. So take some time now and give this a go. In the next lesson, the final for module one, I'll be sharing some additional tools and tactics to implement to further understand your customer through research. So don't miss lesson four. I'll see you over there.